This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Sometimes, when I'm glued to my home base working on seemingly never-ending projects, you know what I'm talking about, I have to remind myself how lucky I am to live in a 1991 Marvelette near the banks of the Ojolote. And though it is glorious to leave our homestead and get into the hills and even further, I can have wonderful experiences outside my back door. Our dogs Choo Choo and Farley can attest to that. They feel the same. So if I need company for a very local adventure, count them in. And one day we walked the rocky stream bed of the Ojolote, wandering from bank to bank. Under the ash and sycamore and oaks, the understory is high and green, and the dogs plow through it, and all I see are these tall grasses and perennials moving and an occasional tail. They are fearless or stupid or just dogs. Sometimes I'll hear a ruckus and the sound of animals fleeing the understory. Some loafing mulder, some javelina, or on this day, a mother bobcat with two kittens. Mama took off and outran the dogs, thank you. And when Choo Choo and Farley returned to me, they didn't see the two kittens clinging rather awkwardly to branches 10 feet up in an ash tree over our head. I took two quick photos and led the dogs onward. One day, sitting outside our back door, watching birds come to our feeder, that's so much fun, but I heard something scampering by the trunk of a large pine tree just 30 feet away. I should explain that when we arrived 20 years ago, there was a 1991 Marvelette, a metal barn, and three big pine trees. No other trees, no other shrubs, three pines, three Italian stone pines, and shade was pretty important, so I left them. They are huge, and speaking of huge, there was a huge Clark spiny lizard eating ants at the base of a trunk of an Italian stone pine, an 8-inch-long scaloperous clarkii. I'm counting his tail to get the 8 inches, okay? He was walking down that trunk while watching me and snapping up ants. Those Clark spinies, you know, they're hard to... When you see them and you go over to look at them, they'll scamper to the other side of a tree or a fence post. So they're hard to get. But I caught a picture. I caught a picture of him, and I think he was looking at me. Yeah. Very cool. So all around the Mosquito homestead, I had these wonderful wild encounters, and sometimes so unexpected, like recently when I was putting a hummingbird mint, Agastache rupestris, a native hummingbird mint, into a terracotta pot. I love putting things in terracotta pots. I found in the root ball, I found a row of green cells made of leaves, leaf parts. What? Oh, leaf cutter cells, nest. Oh, these cylindrical little cells made of leaves. All in a row of capsules made of leaves down in the dirt of this root ball. I couldn't believe my luck, my good fortune to see these cells, this row of capsules, this row of nests of a species of cutter bee called the genus is. And so it's a species of Megachyla or Kylie. I looked them up and you know, to see what I could find out about them. And there are many species of this Megachyla, leafcutter bees all around us. And they pollinate cacti and sunflower-type flowers, like think Gallardia, and desert legumes as well. Oh, my goodness. Leafcutter bees, they make this cut. They cut these circles. You know them? They make these circles out of leaves. They're probably some favorite plant of yours is tattered. Like you'll see them in your garden. I have a western red bud. This simply tattered all summer. But these leaf parts are made into these nests. Pollen from the flowers they visit is placed in each nest. It's a capsule, and they seal it. They put a little leaf on the lid, and they put an egg in there, too. So each new cutter bee is born with a meal waiting. The genus of cutter bees, I think I already told you, is Mega Chile. It's actually the C-H-I-L-E, chili, mega chili. Anyway, Greek from large, oh, really, mega, large. And C-H-I-L-E means green fodder, I guess referring to those wonderful circular cuts they make on green leaves and they steal them. But hey, now I know what happens to all those leaf parts, and it only confirms, my friend, what I already knew, but just helps. The desert is beautiful. Oh, my goodness, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.